Jaina burned to go faster, but that would agitate the animals, and it was more important that they stay calm than that they get to the pen 2 minutes faster. After what seemed an eternity, they came to one of the corrals. Its elaborate security system had been shorted out, but there was still a basic gate with a bar that fell down into place, and that would suffice. Jaina herded the beast through, gave them one final thought of, "You're calm. Go ahead and sleep," and turned around, right into a familiar and disliked face.
"You!"
Jaina shrieked, pointing at Javis Tyr. The Sleema was filming her. She marched up to him, placed her hand over the camdroid's lens, and pushed her face into his. "Jaina Solo, can you verify that Jedi Natua Wan has succumbed to the same mental illness that..." Jaina reached out with her other hand and gripped his shirt.
"You saw her? Where?"
Faced with the prospect of imminent bodily harm, the calm, professional, journalistic demeanor bled away.
Just a minute ago, she was opening up all the corrals. I have it all recorded."
"Where did she go?"
He pointed to the side of the exhibition hall. The corrals went all the way around. Natua, it would seem, was bent on opening them all. Jaina shoved Tyr away, simultaneously sending a pulse to short out the hovering cam droid, and reaching for her comlink.
"Mom, Natua was just out here about a minute ago. She's heading around the north side of the exhibition hall."
"That explains something,"
Leia said in a dry voice.
"Looks like I've been chasing shadows. I'm on my way."
"How about an exclusive interview, since my information proved useful?" Tyr said.
"How about I don't punch you in the nose?"
Jaina retorted. She was already turned around and running toward the exhibition hall, calming Rad as she went. She found the Feline at the Bordock pen. Jaina didn't slow her speed, didn't cry out as she charged, merely dived toward the other Jedi. Natua, however, sensed her approach, and right as Jaina leapt toward her, she opened the pen, and the maddened animal stampeded out. Unable to move aside in time, Jaina simply force-leapt upward, ran lightly across the backs of the creatures, and sprang toward Natua. The other Jedi had her lightsaber up, and the two blades clashed, sizzling. Jaina gritted her teeth and hissed over the noise.
"I don't want to hurt you, but I want to hurt you. The real Jaina will thank me."
Natua broke the lock and pushed. Jaina fell back a pace and dropped into a defense position.
Stang.
She really didn't want to hurt Natua. The other Jedi was troubled and needed to be taken care of. She was...
"Oh, now the gloves come off!"
Jaina hissed angrily, realizing that Natua was trying to influence her with pheromones.
"Nice trick, Natua," came Leia's voice. "You led me on a merry chase there for a little bit. Jason was able to throw his voice like that, too. Don't suppose you'd care to tell me how you did it?"
Jaina didn't take her eyes off Natua, but said,
"About time you got here."
"Sorry," Leia said. "Natua did a pretty good job of misdirecting me."
"Surrender,"
Rad said, hurrying up.
"You are outnumbered 3-1, Natua. You know we are only concerned about your..."
Natua lunged at Jaina, snarling. Both Solos brought their blades down on hers in perfect tandem, as if they'd rehearsed it. The sheer physical pressure of two crossed blades on her single one forced Natua's blade toward the ground as she stumbled, caught off balance. It was then that Rad sprang on her. There was no grace, no finesse, no skilled usage of the Force in his attack. He simply jumped on her from behind and rammed his hard skull into hers. Natua crumpled, unconscious, to the ground. Jaina and Leia blinked at Rad. He shrugged, a little embarrassed.
"Hey," Jaina said. "It did the trick."
She wiped a hand across her forehead and sniffed.
"Phew, is that me? I need a Sanisteem."
She glanced up to see a familiar figure striding toward her.
"Looks like I missed all the fun. Again," Han said.
Alana was walking at his side, her hand held tightly in his. She looked pale and frightened still, but was clearly recovering. Leia looked sorrowfully at the unconscious Feline and sighed.
"This keeps getting harder to witness," she said. "Valen, Seph, Gisela, and now Natua. All so young to have something like this happen."
"Guess they don't make Jedi like they used to,"
said Han.
Dad, I'm right here.